Welcome, Internet, to the Big Brown and Burnsy Show.
Dude, I think we're at episode 24.
We are. We're like Kiefer Sutherland.
We are like Kiefer
Jack
Sutherland.
Jack Bauer.
We're 24 years old.
Dude, you've been living the life of Jack Bauer for the last 72 hours.
I've been shooting Arabs.
That and you've been saving the world with your drinking.
I've been single-handedly saving the world with my drinking.
Well, I mean, you did kill some crocodiles that were going after women at the bar. So that's a good thing. Otherwise, they would have been dead.
Yeah.
But because of your heroic efforts, they live to see another day. So yeah. You are like Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I am. So we've got a special guest in studio today.
We do.
And in studio, I mean your living room.
Uh-huh. And he's a huge fan of the show, right?
Yeah, he's all the way. He's over from lovely London, England.
Oh, across the pond.
Across the pond,
will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Across the Atlantic.
T'other side of pond.
T'other side. That's not even English.
I don't even know what he just said.
It's old English.
Sorry that we can't provide subtitles on this episode.
Internet.
Bradley Hopkins speaks.
Internet, so you might be confused by what he's saying, but he's joining us from London. He's here in the States, and he's been rocking and rolling for the past couple days. So he's going to chime in every now and then. He said he's hungover. He's a little cunt, but hopefully he can speak a little
His
bit.
His face gets a little bit more cuntier when he's hungover.
He's got a real smackable face. No, not something you want to punch. Yeah, he's kind of open
hand. He's open hand smack him.
And just watch his hair, that mop on his head flop around.
You want to just tussle his hair and then smack his face.
So let's string it around.
Says the guy with the biggest beard.
I know, right?
Ever.
You've got a real tussleable beard, too. Yeah.
This thing, you could definitely pull it and just smack me in the face.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing was when you walked into my parents' house, they were like, whoa, hell is that?
Yeah, your nieces and your brother-in-law, holy shit.
He's got a very attractive orange tint.
They definitely thought I was like an Arab.
Yeah, yeah.
They were confused.
I'm pretty sure they weren't, but yes.
Well, because I had the you know, the whole get-up, the garb.
Right.
Arabic garb.
You had a white scarf around your face.
And it just showed the beard.
And you had a curved blade tied to your waist.
It's molded on your hands.
And a camel was parked out front of the house.
Is this Aladdin? Like, what? I'm confused. So, Brad, how's been the visit to D.C.?
It's been great. Been really good. I'm finding it hard to remember an amount due to trying to drink with Big Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge in itself.
It's a jaunting task, or is it a daunting task?
I think it's daunting.
It could be jaunting, too.
I guess if you just want to make up words and definitions of words, that's fine.
I mean, I've seen all the big, you know, the big sights that this kind of area of the country has to offer. I've seen the corridor of wine.
I took him to Corridor Wines in Laurel.
Laurel. I've been to Laurel. I've seen Laurel High School.
And that's probably Laurel High School, the new addition. That's probably a better sightseeing place than the Capitol.
Yeah, obviously.
The White House.
Obviously.
You don't care. Who cares about all that shit? Who cares about the mall?
He saw the Beltway?
I've seen the Beltway.
Beautiful.
The outer and inner.
And you were here for a tornado. I mean, there was almost a tornado.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to die, dude. We were out looking at the Capitol this morning, and like, oh, Jesus, just black cloud just started hovering over the National Mall, and it was so... You know what the worst was? Those fucking kickball douchebags on the mall.
What kind of game?
They're just everywhere.
Stop kicking balls.
They're everywhere.
You're not seven. You're grown-ass adults. Go home. Do some grown-up shit. All right?
They're
kicking
scared.
A fucking ball around. Play softball, dude. It's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks like kickball is the greatest fucking thing again.
They do have dodgeball, though. That'd be pretty fun to play.
Dodgeball would be
fun.
They
have a DC dodgeball league. We should join that.
That would be cool, because you should actually hurt people.
Yeah, you can fuck people up with that.
The only thing good about kickball is when you fake like you're going to throw the ball to someone, they jump up in the air, and then you take their legs out. And they fall on their face. That's the only good thing about kickball.
The best thing about kickball and or dodgeball is when you use those like elementary school red balls, and when you hit somebody in the face, it makes that boom, that noise.
Yeah, and
it's the best fucking sound.
It smacks them in the face.
It's like a boom. And your face just welts up with tears.
You know, Big Brown, I'm not going to lie to you, and I've been thinking about this a lot in the past 25 minutes, because it's really
something's been
hard
on my mind for the last 20 seconds, and I need to get it out.
You know, these real smart black dudes at Rooftop a couple weeks ago were talking about how the world was coming to an end.
Yeah, I remember.
It's going to end before 2012.
You were talking about that.
Let's think about this here for a minute. They might be on to something. That might be smarter than I had anticipated. Yeah. It's definitely the worst winter here since 1932 or some shit.
Right.
This summer's been the hottest summer.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about
ever
that.
Recorded yeah. here, right? We survived an earthquake.
Yeah.
And now tornadoes.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie.
I think
DC was a mess post the 32nd tornado because there was trees down everywhere. The lights were out everywhere.
Cops everywhere.
Yeah. Emergency
Silver response.
Spring was shut down. It was nuts, dude. There was trees. There was literally traffic stopped everywhere because there was giant trees falling in the streets.
Tiffany somehow, yeah, people are sending her photos of the havoc that tornado caused. Yeah.
So it's either that the tornado was really bad or we just have a bunch of pussy fucking trees in this area that can't stand up against a little wind.
You weak ass trees. You know what? If they went to SSP team that swole like you, if they were, you can never call them pussy trees because they're not swole.
They'd be swole then.
Yeah.
I tell you the main difference. I don't think they're American trees.
Yeah.
That's probably
they're probably English
they're not
trees.
From America. Mm-hmm.
They're probably English trees.
I don't think that's true. They do look really
if
nice.
If you're
though.
Born in America, you're a cunt. Basically, right? Dude, if I had a nickel for every time you said swole last night, I would be a fucking millionaire. I would be Bill Gates right now.
I might need to cut it back on the swole talk.
Wow. It was just nonstop.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, I was hammered last night and it was coming out though. Yeah. The swole talk was coming out.
Well,
and then Drew, when Drew was talking to us, he kept bringing it out more because he kept talking about shit. I'm like, dude, and I got real into like talking about working out and stuff.
Just he's all P90X'd up,
yeah,
loving that shit. And you have no respect for that.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, but I don't consider it working out.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on this?
P90X. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what it is.
Exactly.
So when
I can say though, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, yeah, no.
But
yeah.
You know, all I can say is that he looked pretty veiny.
He was pretty veiny.
Which you don't look.
He looks a lot sloppier, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Loose around the edges.
Yeah very
soft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uncouth.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a tire around his waist, if you will.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like floaties around my arms.
And it's a lot different when he's wearing his usual get-up garb with the black tee and the jean shorts he likes to sport.
Jorts!
like John Cena. But you had on a yellow t-shirt.
Yeah, I was switching it up. I was actually, thanks to B. Hopkins here.
What made you, he encourage this?
Yeah,
he told you how swole you looked in it?
No.
That allowed you.
Actually, he went shopping. We went to Montgomery Mall. We went shopping in Montgomery Mall, and he was looking at stuff because you know things caught. It's like him coming here and shopping is like when we go to Asia and shop. Mm-hmm. Things are just like free.
Did you go to merry-go-round?
No, we didn't. We went up against the wall.
Spencer's.
No, we went to
get some funny gifts. To
we went
take
to
back
like
to London.
You know,
with you?
Well, look at him. He dresses like a fucking. Cunt.
He's
Abercrombie.
From England,
yeah, right? Abercrombie.
Okay. Yeah.
Lucky Brand. No, not Lucky Brand's pretty
well,
good.
Well, he weighs 92 pounds, so he's able to fit into his clothes.
I don't even fit in the store. That's I walked into that store, especially Abercrombie. I was like, oh my God. Like, everything's all like dark and crowded and everyone's all tiny.
They're all real little.
Yeah.
Yeah. The little managers, the little employees run around with the headsets on. Yeah. They weigh like 10 pounds.
I think they're real important.
It's not my problem. Svelte. You shouldn't be a hater for that.
Oh, I'm not hating. I just don't fit into the clothes, so I don't like them. They're sizists.
Yeah, they don't like big dudes, do they?
So, no, we were just out, and I was like, you know what? He was like, you should try wearing different colors. And I was like, yeah, I might do that. And to be honest, the girls that were there were kind of attractive. So
yeah, and they were
we were chatting them up.
And they were 13.
No, they're probably, no, because one of them was in college.
Students.
Yeah, they were college students. Because one of them was
18.
She was going to Australia for a semester, so that's how it all
kind of
crescendoed.
Yeah.
Were you a crocodile hunter?
No, not to her.
To her, no.
We told her to her the truth.
That you lived there for a while.
Yeah.
And that you ran shit. And here's my name.
Yeah.
So when you go there, make sure you drop this.
I was like, drop my name.
Yeah. It's Big Brown.
Yeah.
People know
they know me. Yeah.
I'm a big deal.
Come important in Sydney.
Yeah.
The mayor's still calling you, trying to get you to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that for a second.
It's a fact.
You already own the Heights.
I do own the Heights. I do own the Heights.
I hope that you and Bo could get that place away from the Heights and live together.
No, I think I've got too much invested in the Heights now to leave.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you go out and buy that 22,000 BTU air conditioning unit.
22,000.
You're definitely going to want to stay there.
Dude, well, I'm so angry about that, too.
The air conditioner?
Yeah, but I couldn't get it.
Oh. Man, how fucking miserable is that living room right now?
I don't know. We don't know because we can't go in there. We can't go in there.
It's that hot. You have not taken one shit in that bathroom.
Oh, I have. And it almost melted my face this morning when I walked in.
Brad walked in and his eyebrows just came
out. Nothing is worse than waking up hungover, taking a beer dump, and you're just sweating profusely because it's that hot. It is
not ending.
No.
So, you can't wipe fast enough to get the fuck out of there.
When I got up this morning, I had quite a lot of growth after coming out of that bathroom. I mean, you can see how clean shaved I am.
You kind of look like Incredible Hulk a little bit. There's some green tint to you from that bathroom. Did you jump right into the shower after that? Oh, man, that's got to be miserable.
It's bad,
because it is so goddamn hot outside. When I picked up Brad from the airport, you know, he was supposed to be in at 4:10. So I was like, okay, well, you know, he's got to go through customs. So I'm not even going to get there until 4:30, 4:35. Well, there's no traffic. So I got there early, parked, got in there. And I had a little sign that said, B-Rad Hopkins, in a real, like, in 114-point font, you know? And
which is massively appreciated.
You like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you,
what's more appreciated, the sign or the fact that he came and picked you up?
Well, no, it's actually probably the third point, which is that he was wearing a tie and a shirt.
I was wearing a button-up, I was wearing a tie, and I was hanging out with
He stole all, that from one of the other chauffeurs.
I was hanging out with the mob of chauffeurs, and I had this fucking big-ass sign, like, so that he knew where to go. And he still walks right past me. And so the chauffeurs are sitting there, and I've been there for 2 hours now because he was the flight was delayed, and customs was a mess because all these flights came in like right around the same time. So these people coming in, and the one chauffeur sitting next to me, and he says, "Man, I mean, when's the last time you've seen it this busy in here?" I said, "Oh, probably like 2 months ago when I was here. You know, it got pretty busy." He looks at the sign, and he says, because they said B space 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 rad, and now I didn't type space 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 space, but when I typed,
you literally wrote the word space space
seven times. I hit the space bar seven times to separate B and rad. So picture this: B, a lot of space, rad.
I can't picture it.
Picture it, and then right below, and this was in landscape.
I can't picture it.
It's not portrait. It's landscape.
What size was it?
8.5 by 11, just letter. I didn't do legal or ledger or anything like that.
What size font was it?
114.
What type of font was it?
It was, I don't know, but I did the one where it was wood and there was nails like wood. It was real like artsy fartsy.
So what you're saying, you use Comic Sans?
No. I didn't use just Comic Sans. I used something different. You saw it. It was
absolutely
something very creative.
It was a work of art.
Yeah,
it was. Much better than any of the graphic design stuff I've ever seen.
Not better than his paintings.
Fact. Yeah. That's why I was trying to get some tips from him. That's why I was like explaining what the sign was. So I can get tips.
Well, so he and I were like, me and this. I mean, there's a lot of chauffeurs there, but this one guy sitting next to me forever. So he, you know, he's asking what flight I'm waiting for, and I said, "Oh, London 021. This. And he says, "Oh yeah, well, you know who you're picking up." And I said, "Yeah, it's this British pop star. I think he's got a little entourage with him, so I'm just waiting for them to get here." So what about you? He says, "I don't know." And he says, "Oh, British pop star. You know who it is?" I said, "B. Rad Hopkins." I said, "I googled him, but I couldn't
he's
really..."
Robbie Williams' cousin. Wait, is Robbie Williams English?
Yeah.
Yes, no, he is.
Do you guys claim him?
Or is he from
Wales?
Yeah,
he's still English. No, he's...
Is he?
He's,
okay.
Yeah.
Brad doesn't know the difference.
Between Wales and England.
12 rounds.
I know, that's why I put it on.
I have the 7-Eleven John Cena coffee cup.
Nice.
But I just threw it away. I was holding on to it for a while. So, but we got him back to your place, and it was a nice drive, pleasant.
Educational.
Expedition, yeah. Did a lot of sightseeing, told you where I worked. And
saw DuPont Circle.
Mm-hmm.
You spent a lot of time on DuPont Circle. Mm.
This whole, the whole trip you have.
Yeah, basically.
It's great. It's some great bars down there.
Yeah. It's a good area.
Yeah.
You bang any dudes while you're down there?
When in Rome.
Not that I can remember.
When in DuPont.
So Tiffany today, you know, she thinks she's going to try to, like, trick me. And she showed me this picture from Facebook. And it's this chick, you know, long hair and shades on. You think she's cute? Like, no. She's like, okay, it's a dude, you know. Like,
why would you do that?
She's trying to trick me. She thinks she's funny, but I wouldn't do them.
Well, we saw this chick out front of your building, and all we saw was
ankles,
big glasses, skinny ankles, blonde flowing hair, a little bit of shoulder skin, and Brad was like, "Quick, hot or not? Hot or not?" I was like, "Hot." He was like, "Yeah, definitely hot." And she moved out of the car, and she was a fucking porker.
Oh. You saw skinny ankles. Yeah.
She was a dumper.
That's the thing. Like, you can have cankles, but then, like, go up, and you're still attractive. But, like, yeah. Like, skinny
but she
ankles,
had all...
She had all the makings of...
Yeah. She had all the things that deceive us into thinking that girls are hot.
Yeah.
The hair, the trendy glasses...
Romeo just bit on your balls.
I'm being physically attacked at the moment by a foot tall dog.
A 9-pound dog.
With a cone on its head.
It's like One Crazy Summer. That dog has got the lampshade on his head the entire movie. That's what he looks like. So, but anyway, dude, it's been a decent weekend, except it's been just miserably hot.
Oh, man, I've been drunk the whole week. I've been drunk since Wednesday, dude.
And I can see it. It's caught up, man.
I'm
dying. Don't think that excuses some of your actions. Like, when you're in your bedroom, and you take your shorts off, and you've just got your underpants on. And then you do some kind of half squat down, point at the crease.
Did that come up last night?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night.
Did you bring that up last night? Yeah. Oh, you're a fucking dick.
Because we were making fun of you because we saw you sitting out in the lawn chair outside, and we're like, is he flexing his calves right now? Like trying to decide what you're doing.
No, calf would have been okay, but he went for the full thigh.
the hamstring and
thigh squat.
And
I'm real proud of my hamstrings.
And that actually showed.
The internets can't see this.
The line down the back
internet,
of the thigh.
It looks like there's somebody took a fucking steak and packed it on the back of my leg.
Wow. You know what? I wish we could rewind this to when you first came back from Sydney, like 285 and fat and just a mess. Because your swole talk is just getting out of control.
Don't be jealous.
You're showing them like lat spread. You're showing them lat spreads and dumb.
No. I wasn't showing them a lat. I was just doing a lat. That's worse.
I was innocently.
I mean, that's worse. Yeah. You're just doing it, and Brad just happened to walk in on you.
I was innocently walking past the bathroom.
And you saw this.
A little. Then so I just saw this arm coming out of the bathroom. I look in, and there he is in the mirror, just tensing, doing the lat.
Wingspan? Doing lats? Look at myself. I fuck me.
There was no embarrassment. He carried on.
Oh yeah,
he was
like,
"What would I be embarrassed about?"
Look, Brad.
Look, he's fucking Schwarzenegger. Jesus Christ. On that note, dude, I gotta get some sweet
Let's take a quick break.
That meal we just ate's putting me to sleep, so I gotta get something to pick me up a little bit. Maybe
What about some Turbo?
Dunkin' Donuts Turbo. I'm gonna get it going right now. We'll be back in a minute with Big Brown and Burnsy with special guest B. Rad Hopkins.
Internet.
Internets.
Yo, shit. It's the one they gon' get live for in the club, man. Matter of fact, DJ, turn it loud up. Turn it loud up. From the floor to the ceiling. Detroit in the motherfucking building. Destroy everything, yeah, we killin'. D-boy on the big boy wheels, yeah. Too cold to grab, even more like a photo lab. I'ma shoot something, niggas fold when the gun go blast. Half-ass rappers, we just fold in half. Throw in trash, might go pop like the go-go dance. And go pose for the photo lens. And I still got more, but if you wanna go flow for flow, with a toe-to-toe, we can go, bruh. New year, so I'm stopping lanes. Can't give them fame, so I'm not dropping names. Labels played the fool like they played to lose. I just played you dudes, checkmate your move. I'ma just give them 2 plus 2 bars. Niggas like ease off from black, please just cool off. Real music, I crush gimmicks. Give it up, now I'm more like Willie Hutch with it. Hands to the sky, get them out. Call up for help, this shit is wild. Sounds on alarm, sound the alarm. Sounds on alarm.
And we are back with Big Brown and Burnsy.
We're back. Segment 2 is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts Turbo.
It is delicious.
It has brought me back to life a little bit.
Is it not really quite making you sweat like the Colombian coffee?
No.
Was it Colombian or Dominican?
It was Dominican.
That shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was Dominican.
But you're starting to get a little bit. Are you getting warm in your belly?
Yeah, I'm getting. My tummy's getting warm.
Are your loins getting warm?
Yeah, my loins are getting real warmed up.
My eyeballs up.
My undercarriage is starting to tingle.
Dude, I had a raging Woody this morning that would not go away for the life of me.
I hate that shit. You know what? I was actually worried about that. With Brad staying over. What if I just wake up and it's got like a fucking rager and Brad's like, what the fuck?
And I literally, what I did was I took my shorts off and I just let it just out in the air.
When I get those ragers that last like an hour and a half at night, like in the middle of the night when you wake up with a rager, I just like completely take all my clothes off and go to bed. I just can't be restricted at all.
It just would not go away.
Dude, one time I was actually considering like getting the Dremel and just putting a hole in my mattress so I could lay on my stomach.
Yeah.
So I could have like a boner hole in my mattress. My own personal glory hole that leads to nowhere.
Then you could have dudes sneak in and get under your bed and have a glory hole.
Yeah, dude. It's like mixing a glory hole with a glass table.
But yeah, the only way really to get rid of that though is just to beat it down. Because I came out, like I woke up at probably like 4:35 in the morning.
Like physically beat it or like jerk it off?
You probably jerk it off or beat it.
Lick it.
Just punch the shit out of it?
Yeah.
That would work.
Just beat it up?
Yeah. Just speed bag it?
I got out of bed, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with this thing? I came on the couch for a while and, ran cold water on my head. Just thinking of different things.
The head of your penis or your face?
Both. I stuck my nuts in ice cubes.
Chinese.
Because I'm pretty sure if you have a hard on and you put water on your face, it's not going to do anything.
So I don't know what to do with it. So then, like when I roll over on my side, like if I'm spooning her, like it's just poking.
Yeah,
at her.
That's
so, like,
always
I push
awkward.
It down or like today I like put my hand over it, like just held it.
I usually push my midsection in so it kind of turtles in a little bit.
Yeah. Try to move it around.
So like, because if you're spooning, if you turtle in a little bit, that way like the girl will only feel up to here.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, but like,
that's what I was gonna say. Dating, like, you're the reason why you moved in with your girlfriend, so you don't have this problem anymore. You can just ask her to take care of it.
Yeah, but she was drunk and passed out.
So when has that ever stopped you in the past?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, did you hear that? Did you hear that outside? Did you hear that? I think somebody's outside. That was Burnsy's move when girls would pass out on him. You'd be like, he's shaking, like, hey, did you hear that?
All right, Shane would be like, are you having a bad dream? You just were shaking and making noise in your sleep.
And you wake him up, and they wake up,
and
you start
making
out with
him. Or I'd be like, do you have a dog? I think I just heard it. No. Oh, you're awake now. Okay.
What a scumbag.
Or if you shake them, you shake the shit out of them, they think they shook and they're having a bad dream.
Why are you being so weird with me?
Why are you shaking?
Are you all right? I just shook. Yep. Oh, you're awake now. Okay.
That's almost like rape.
No, somehow, it's not because they're awake.
Somehow it's like rape to me, or like date rape.
Speaking of date rape, what's up with the roofie gum?
This is new. It's great, right? No,
who's
but,
making
no,
this?
But it's like a
Wrigley's?
It's a roofie Viagra gum, right? So it's like, for girls, it's like a roofie, but for guys, it's like a Viagra.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so, or maybe because I just skimmed over the article, I don't really read it.
Well, you're saying that the same chewing gum makes girls pass out, but gives guys bonus.
Yeah.
Wow.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense.
So what happens if the guy is chewing the gum and then kisses the girl?
Will she pass out?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
But he's got a hard on, so it doesn't make a difference.
Which means he's got to pull the burns.
So that's automatic rape then.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're chewing the gum and you kiss the girl, it's automatic rape.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's pretty awesome.
Bubblicious makes this?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Big League Chew makes it.
They want their outfielders to have boners all day long, all game.
It's kind of like fiber, right? Like, fiber fixes both issues. Hard stools and loose stools.
Yeah, okay. But I don't see how like it has that different effect. Like, why would it do the same to a dude?
You're not a scientist, so there's no reason for me to try to explain.
I'm almost a scientist. I'm a doctor. I'm a psychologist.
I don't understand how it works. You can say that for a lot of things. Because you don't know how a lot of things work.
I don't know how anything works. I can figure out how my cock works, and that's it.
Just because you don't understand it, it doesn't mean it can't happen.
I don't think this makes sense, though. Do you, Hopkins? What's your take on this? I don't understand how it wouldn't put the dude out.
Yeah, I think that because physiologically...
I may have just made all that up.
Yeah, the makeups are the
same. It doesn't make sense.
I may have just made all that
up. I mean, their clitoris might get bigger.
No, it'll just get more gorgeous.
It'll clit with blood, but then they pass out.
But that makes them more sensitive too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's what it would give a guy a woody, but then he'd pass out.
Let's take a few steps back. Let's just relax. I think it just gets them horned up.
Dudes and chicks.
Yeah, it gets both people horned up. Like, it gets them
like oysters.
Yeah.
So it's not really a roofie.
Like Rocky Mountain oysters. You know what those are?
I know what they are.
Oh, nice.
Only because my dad ate them by mistake once and then found out what they were.
Do you know what they are, Tiffany?
No.
They're buffalo testicles.
Is that what it is?
They're a delicacy, yeah. They're called Rocky Mountain oysters.
What about white duck kidneys?
That's racist.
Those are duck balls.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've had chicken hearts.
But they call them kidneys.
I've had chicken feet.
I've had chicken feet. I've had pickled pig feet.
Yeah, I've had chicken feet.
I've got a toenail caught in my teeth before.
Oh, that's bad.
That's disgusting.
From
Ben's Chili Bar, actually.
Yeah. From hanging out in DuPont Circle.
So what's your take, Big Brown? I mean, you're a pretty sensitive guy. I mean, I've always been kind of a dickhead, but you're real sensitive and artsy, and I know you act like you're all swole and shit, but definitely behind closed doors.
No, sir, I don't act like I'm
swole. You're taking a whole different persona.
I am swole.
All right. So, you're taking a whole different persona, but, I mean, what's your take on, like, dudes at roofie chicks? I mean,
I think
they're
just
rapists, right?
Yeah, it's awful.
I just picture, like, seven or eight, like, frat dudes in a corner, like, plotting and scheming, like, who they're going to rape, you know what I mean? And, like, that shit just...
It's premeditated.
Yeah, okay.
Anything that's premeditated like that.
It's probably worse than rape, because there's probably situations where rape occurs where you're getting on with a girl and you're hornballed up, you both are, and she says stop, but you've already got a fucking wicked one and you can't get rid of it. So you're like, oh no, you're just saying no. So it's probably the date rape. I think that's even worse, right?
Your mouth is saying no, but your body's saying yeah.
Why is this all wet?
Yeah.
No means do it harder, faster until she says yes.
No, no just means not yet.
It's like we were watching an Observe and Report the other day, that scene where Seth Rogen's...
Oh, she's all drugged up. She's drooling.
She's actually his pupil on the pillow.
That's basically what would have happened to you when you were date raped, when you got that date rape drug. Your roofie.
maybe she accidentally chewed some of that gum.
Did that dude give you gum?
No,
it was in the drink.
Yeah,
she went to the bathroom.
I think those dudes need to be lined up and just punched in the balls repeatedly.
Just, no, stone them, right?
Yeah.
Line up and just throw bricks.
That's a pretty scumbag thing to do. I mean, all jokes aside, I can make rape jokes all day, but I think it's a pretty fucking shitty thing to do.
I've heard your rape jokes. They are funny. They are hilarious.
Especially the children ones.
No, but yeah, I don't think it's cool at all. And the whole Rohypnol stuff, man, that's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Like, how does that make you feel?
Well, that's what we were talking about yesterday. I was saying, like, why not? Like, the whole fun of it is, a lot of it is, like, the chase, right?
Yeah,
the game
exactly.
To get a girl.
Yeah.
Right, and then what are you? You're taking that element out,
yeah.
And I'm just gonna rape you.
Yeah, you might just go home and jerk off.
I'm going from A to Z. Yeah, watch porn and beat it.
Having sex with a passed out girl or whatever the issue is not fun.
Yeah, I mean, when she was passed out puking, that was fun.
Yeah,
because I humped her real fast. Yeah. I mounted her as soon as I got in, before I woke up anybody.
But that's different because you basically own her because you're her boyfriend.
Well, and she's black, so she's like a slave.
Yeah.
So,
man.
And you're the man.
Yeah, and I'm the man. I'm trying to keep you down. So anytime you get out of line, I just give you a date rape drug.
It got
pass out.
It got real uncomfortable in here.
I'm Dan Gilbert. You're LeBron. Jesse Jackson, I apologize. I don't want you coming back on Big Brown and Bernstein.
Actually, I do. I wish you would come on here, you fucking douche.
Wow. You really don't like him, do you?
I don't like
him. I guess not. Jesus. So, but yeah, I think anyone that does that shit or you know, rapes chicks or is a pedophile should just be killed. Mm. There's no... We were watching this program the other day.
Oh, pedophilia is a whole different
thing. The dude that locked that... had that chick... was locked up, right? But she was in his, like, backyard in his dungeon or some shit in his tent for 18 years.
It's always crazy Europeans that do that shit, too.
No, this guy was fucking American. It was him and his wife... Work together.
Did you just contradict me on the air?
I did. You just backtalk me in public.
Not cool.
But this dude raped and kidnapped and raped this chick. He went to prison for a few years, got out. Now, you don't rehabilitate that kind of sex offender.
No.
Like, they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Why would you even let him out? Why not just
lock
him up for life or kill them?
He didn't even serve it. Like, he didn't even do the full sentence. He got out early for, like, good behavior because he said he found religion. they let him out, and then like a couple years later, he kidnaps an 11-year-old girl, keeps her for 18 years, gets her pregnant twice. And then, like, he was on probation or parole or something.
They were coming, yeah, the parole officers were coming to his house.
And didn't know she was back there.
For 18 years, this chick's locked up in the back.
God, man, that's fucked. That guy needs to be,
and
like...
He needs to be slowly bled to death.
Was this the girl that was in the dark as well? And that when she came out, she was completely pale.
I don't know if it was the same one.
Different one. Was that the German one?
That was the German one. That one was. When the guy had him in the basement.
Yeah, that one was locked. Yeah, that one was a sick fucker. This dude.
Where's the one you were talking about? He was all right.
This guy's fine because what he did was he played mind games.
Because he used to let her tan on the weekends.
She had a job. She worked for him. He ran a printing company out of his house. And the customers would come in and she'd be working.
So she
like taking calls and orders and shit.
She was kind of in graphic design then.
She's very similar to you, guy, in what you do in your life.
Yeah. As far as getting raped by dudes.
You love that.
I did see something about that, I think. They had video footage of her working at, like, the place or whatever.
Mm. It's insane. So why even let those scumbags out? Just keep, you know, lock them up for good or just kill them or castrate them.
Yeah, castrate those fuckers.
But the interesting thing is that with the women in those situations... Something happens to them mentally where they actually become reliant.
It's the Stockholm syndrome,
right?
They actually start relating to the kidnapper,
and
they sympathize with them.
Yeah, similar to in Back to the Future, where Marty McFly almost gets his mum to fall in love with him.
It's kind of like Michael J. Fox almost banged his mom.
Yeah,
correct.
Good old Marty McFly. He's a good dude.
He was a real good dude.
Yeah.
Hey, you, get your hands off her. Dude, you're not gonna let Marty McFly beat up Biff.
No.
I mean, that's not gonna happen in real life, is it?
No.
You know, or with this other dumb movie I watched the other day, was the biggest dork I've ever seen, you know, somehow got the hottest chick ever, you know?
Yeah.
In the school. What is this? With that little midget chick. Christian.
Bridget the Midget?
Something?
Hayden
Panettiere?
Yeah. She looks like a little dwarf, right? She's got those, like,
I think she's
disproportionately
cute.
Like small arms or
I think
something.
She's pretty hot. She was like Christina Ricci.
Yeah, I don't.
I gotta catch up on True Blood, dude.
Dude, I am.
This conversation's going nowhere.
I'm
by the
three
way.
Episodes
behind. I'm gonna change this conversation.
Another program I was watching today, Big Brown. I wanna get your take on this because I know you're a man who likes to travel. You like to have fun.
Yeah.
You like to explore. I was watching a show called Extreme Workplaces on like Travel Channel, and they profile all these companies where I guess the company gives back to the employees so much that it's not actually going to work, right? And Google is profiled. This fucking place is ridiculous, especially the headquarters in California.
Yeah.
They got gyms. They have four gyms, on-site personal trainers. They have an on-site medical staff. They have 18 cafes where the food's free. They have a laundry and dry cleaning center is free. The medical is free. I mean, all this they give them cars, so when they leave campus, they can drive these hybrids. Mm. So, the question is, now, all these perks, they seem amazing, but what if, like, for the job you do, what if the Google says, you know what, you get all this stuff, but you're going to make $35,000 a year?
I think it's worth it, man.
You take that, right?
Because your mental state of, being at work won't be work. That's the point.
Yeah.
We all want jobs that we don't, every morning when the alarm goes off, we don't think of reasons not to go to work. That's what we want. Right?
You want to love your job.
Yeah. Every morning when I get up to go to work, I'm like, all right, how can I get out of not going to work today?
All right. So
every fucking day I think that.
All right. So here's your option. You can go work for a Google and make $35,000 a year.
Well, I wouldn't get that little because I'm kind of a big deal. But yeah, continue.
Well, these are the options. I'm laying down the gauntlet here. Okay. You're not going to make your own criteria here. I'm setting the parameters.
All right.
All right. You're going to make 35, but you're going to have that type of work atmosphere where you can take naps at work and go to the massage parlor and all this other bullshit.
Yeah, I do that now. It's fine.
Okay. Or I will pay you, or you'll make $250,000 a year, but you're going to work in my walk-in closet. Yeah. That's going to be your cubicle. And you have to be there for 10 hours a day. You get a half-hour lunch break. And one coffee break. Which one do you want?
And 10 days holiday, yeah.
Yes. You get the federal holidays. That's it.
I'll take the Google one, easy.
Okay. So it's not about money then?
No, it's not about money. I'm trying to look for a new job now. I'll take a pay cut as long as it's something that I enjoy and something that I'm having fun at.
You want to be able to be, let your creative juices flow. Yeah.
And you're an artist. And that's why I want to be a full-time teacher at the university because it's going to be not great pay, but I'm going to be in a academic and creative environment, and that's so much better than being in a corporate environment.
And you'll be able to hang around and talk with 18, 19-year-old girls.
Obviously, that might be one of the perks.
You're going to be like John Nash.
Yeah, or I'm going to be like...
Turn crazy.
Donald Sutherland in Animal House.
And Bradley, what's your take on that? Are you on the boat with Big Brown?
Well, we know what his take is by his plans.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm definitely on the life balance. Yeah, you know, forget about the money. It's definitely got to be about the life balance. Because as you say, you got to get up every single day for work. No one wants to be miserable. So as long as you've got enough money to live, you've got to have a prerequisite, you know, level of living so you can afford to pay your bills and all the rest of it. But as long as you can do that, then, I mean, in your Google example, I bet you that 35 grand, by the sounds of it, actually is just beer money for them. The rest of it.
Right, your gym really, membership's paid, yeah. Right? So that's
you're getting free food at work.
You're getting your lunch.
Phone paid. Probably as yeah. well in that.
Yeah. So that might be a deal breaker because you have to use a Droid, not an iPhone. That might be a deal breaker.
So you don't want to go work for Google then?
No.
All right, stay in
if they make me throw my iPhone away, I'm out.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, even like just, and that's that. Those are extremes because that, again, is the extreme workplace. Okay? Yeah. But even like we talked about in the car ride from the airport is, you know, doing like business to business where there's a little bit of, there's no micromanagement basically. Mm-hmm. You're kind of out on your own. You got to manage yourself. It's so much better. I'll take less money doing that than a lot more money, but you have to sit in an office all day.
Yeah, and you're constantly monitored. And
yeah.
You're basically, even though you're a salaried employee at a corporation, you basically have to clock in and clock out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's the worst. Yeah.
I mean, any place that you've got to go and you've actually got to go and ask for a lunch break, that's bad.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's
can I go do that?
Yeah, seriously, I'd rather kill myself.
Or any place where, I know this is pretty common, but where you have to basically beg and request for vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I don't, lucky for me, I mean, as much as I bitch about my job, I got it pretty good there. Because I just say, I'm going, like, when I went to London, I was like, I'm going to London for a week. I'll see you guys later. And they were like, that's cool.
Okay, yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah.
So that show, God, they just, like, Google for, I mean, they just kept coming back at you with so much stuff, like, how great it is to work there. And I literally, as I'm listening to this, I got up and got onto my computer and Googled for Google jobs.
Yeah, well,
I Googled Google.
It's really hard to get a job at Google. I think it's really hard. I think their interview process and just their hiring process is just ridiculous.
I think it is, but I think if you did it in a clever way, in a creative way, so not going down the normal routes of going against people that got PhDs and like five masters and all the rest
of it. But I think that's required at Google. Like, you have to have ridiculous academic standings and you have to go to like top five schools and be in like top five of your class and stuff like that. They look for that.
There's always an exception to the rule. If they like you and if you happen to get on with someone that's very senior in the organization, they see what you can deliver for the company, then I'm sure there's back doors in.
Yeah. Well, he loves back doors. But unfortunately, what I'm saying is that he's none of that, so he's not going to get a job with Google.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my credentials. Well,
only way you could get a job with Google is if you met the CEO of Google at a bar and you had 20 minutes alone with him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, my credentials suck. My resume is actually not that bad.
Your resume's all right.
But my interviewing skills are amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I always get jobs that I'm not qualified for because I can talk.
Yeah, same. I'm the same way. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, Sean, we were talking about this because my brother-in-law was going to this not job fair, but like this meet and greet. But it's like there's 200 other people just like you.
Oh, job fairs are the worst.
Like,
dude. You
need to do something that stands out. Pull your dick out and walk in the room. I mean, do something because every other chode looks just like you.
Yeah.
They all came in, you know, business casual. They all have khakis and a polo on or a button-up. Like, wear a fucking bow tie. Wear, like, a blazer. Do something to separate yourself and, like, to stand out. Like, again, just walk with a fucking boombox on your shoulder. Just some of those dudes. You remember that guy that walked in with a boombox playing Run DMC?
And in my industry, a lot of that is done with your resume and your portfolio. Mm-hmm. If your resume and your portfolio isn't designed well, why would anyone want to hire you if you're a designer?
Yeah.
If your own personal stuff looks like shit, why would they hire you as a designer?
Well, and in sales, if you can't sell yourself to your potential employer... Yeah. Because that's what it's about. It's selling yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and it was funny because, you know, in sales, my one line that I always use to the employer, you know, and it always gets a chuckle, and I always seem to get these jobs, is, you know, in sales, you're going to have 50 no's, you know, and you might get one yes eventually, you know, but you're going to have a lot of no's. How do you handle rejection? And I always use the line like, you know, I'm not the best looking dude, but I always seem somehow to pull hot tail. You know, so I'll go to a bar and I'll get 20 no's from chicks. Eventually, I'll get one yes. It's just a numbers game.
You're persistent.
Yeah, it's law of averages.
At the last, you know, if that 20th one, you have to use some chewing gum, then that's fine as well.
Yeah. I mean, I accomplished my goal.
The 20th one, it's last call. Yeah. She's pretty drunk.
So if a customer tells me no, I'm going to kill myself.
The roofies come out. Yeah. That's okay.
Just move on to the next one.
Yeah.
So, but that whole thing really got me thinking and got my creative juices flowing.
Yeah. Good.
Well, I see big things at a Big Brown and Bernsey because of that. Because
we're gonna go work for Google.
No, because when you come over, it's like an oasis in here.
it's like
I mean, your place of zen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Your chi.
My place is actually like a desert oasis right now. Where you see mirages of oasis,
hallucinating,
so fucking
hoping to
there.
Find some fucking water. Brad, you picked a great time to come
here. I know.
I warned him too, man. I warned him. He was like, "Oh, I'll be fine."
So you know what's gonna happen?
I'm
already predicting what's gonna happen. So September's gonna come. It's gonna get a little bit cooler. October's gonna come. It's fall season, football season. The weather's gonna be cold. It's getting colder. All of a sudden, we're gonna start seeing less and less of Amanda. Hear a little bit less about her because Anand can actually go home and sleep in his own place. He doesn't need the air conditioning.
So true.
I think she's preparing herself.
Yeah, I know. She's like, "All right, this is gonna last 3 more months. I'll never see this dickhead." So, on that note, let's take a quick break. Let's take a piss. This coffee's running through me. We'll be back with Big Brown and Bunky.
Internet.
Hey yo, get nice, shoot dice, skip the small talk, sign advance the boardwalk, collect the properties of profit, expand and make dough, yo, slide past
yo, check the drama. As the saga starts to unfold, to advance and pass go, and get the pot of gold in the Mediterranean. Met this fly lady and she had two lovers, the rich Parker brothers on the run from the IRS for income tax. After this heist, son, we sitting on sacks in this new community, looking for the treasure chest. Took a wrong left turn, fuck it, yo, nevertheless, it's my fault, kid. We ended up on Baltic, off course, but still we ain't taking a loss. There he go, reading at the railroad in his Porsche, waiting for his brother to come in on the iron horse.
Can it be so simple? Playing in my rental on Oriental Avenue, passing through Connecticut. Got to get to Vermont just to visit Matt Life in the clink. I'm back for stolen minks and snatching links.
St. Charles Place, let me check Digger and Master Ace and the INC. They own electric company. Next is the state of Virginia, where I'm a don and got mad skills like Shaquan. At the train station, we waiting for my Pennsylvania connect to come through and show us love and respect. Don't even take aim, cause he's a saint like James. And when you're done with the body, burn him in the
sippin'
flame.
Sippin' Hennessy or Tennessee with having peace. He's scot-free, ask me to walk to New York Avenue. Back two chicks who whistle stats to free parking. We seen Lou Diamond with Tony Stark, then some kid tried to buck me on Kentucky. Some gang named Chance with bandanas, so I ran to Indiana. Illinois and his boys held me down, they got my back past the gat. Yes, I'm just cool like that. Hey, yo, get nice, shoot dice.
And we are back with the final segment of Big Brown and Bernsey, episode number 24.
It may be the final segment. We might do one more. We'll see how we feel. I'm starting to get a little bit more, a little color in my face.
Well, you always have color in your face. You're brown.
Right. I'm trying to get a little more color. What's the saying? Color in your face.
Color in your cheeks.
I've got real...
Well, those big-ass cheeks. I mean, it takes a lot.
I've got a lot.
You must store food in this over the winter.
I do. Acorns. Flax seeds.
Mmm. The beer's tasting good. The coffee was delicious.
MLs.
The MLs are going down soon.
MLs.
Vortex.
I got some H's in there, too, if you want. Heinekens. So episode number 24. Number 23 was great. We've gotten some good responses. Yesterday, we were at a barbecue, cookout, whatever you want to call it. We'll get together. Dano was there.
Yeah, the gang was there.
Making things happen. And, the old gang was there. So everyone was giving compliments and... suggestions. It's always good to get some feedback from the fans.
Yeah.
So it's good that we got B-Rad Hopkins here because he too is a fan.
Unfortunately, I was too drunk to remember any of the feedback, so I hope you took notes.
I got a lot of feedback. I know how much you like feedback.
Yeah, I love feedback.
And things are looking okay. So Brad, listen, man, I know you're here in the States for another day or so.
Yeah.
And from what I've been told... Yesterday, you guys have just been basically boozing for 72 hours, except that night that you snuggled and watched Chocolat at your girls.
Yeah.
Other than that, you guys have been out. You're really just burning the candle at both ends, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
You've really been giving me the full DC experience, haven't you?
Well, you hit Ben's Chili Bowl at 3-4 in the morning.
That was a wonderful experience.
You went to the you went to Capitol Hill, right?
Capitol Hill just before Independence Day started, and the spaceships came and the hurricanes came. So literally within 5 minutes, it changed.
So, I mean, I want to know your perception of things here. I mean, you come in from a big city, right? I mean, it's crazy. Do you live around Financial
England.
District?
I don't know. So, what, 10 minutes away? 15 minutes away? So, not too far.
He would live, like, in the Georgetown equivalent of D.C. and London.
So, how I mean, for the internets, give me some comparisons. Give me some differences and similarities between the two.
Not to put you on a spot or anything.
I know. I mean...
So, I mean... I think one of my definite highlights was seeing a drive-in cash machine the other day, or ATM.
Okay.
That we don't have that. We haven't got enough room to have that. And I think space is definitely space in general.
Space is at a premium in London.
We're quite a small country, and I mean, I think we fit 15 times into Texas or something like that. So as you can imagine, we don't have that much room to fit in.
It's pretty laughable if you ask me.
So you can't just go to a Starbucks and go through the drive-through. And get a coffee.
No. You gotta get McDonald's or anything like that. The interesting thing, I think a good comparison
to make... Well, you could in the suburbs though, right? No?
No, not at all. No. I mean, so the interesting comparison to make is so if you compare America to like a Nand, you know, quite big.
The word you're looking for is swole.
possibly quite swole.
Quite girthy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Girthy.
Whereas...
Rotund.
And if you can... Rotund completely.
Yeah.
If you compare me to England,
okay.
Very powerful, very dense, and very densely populated, then I think that's probably, you know...
That's
the best.
Great analogy.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And, you know, the Empire.
Yeah, right.
The Queen, of which I'm going to her house next Saturday.
Get the fuck out of here.
He's invited for tea?
Invited for golf. Some G.
That's pretty
some
good.
Some G, huh?
Yeah,
G.
Absolutely.
Nice.
A round of G.
Yeah, I'm going to get the peg in the ground and the ball in the air.
Do you think the Queen can beat you?
Tiger Woods reference for you.
Do you think the Queen can beat you in a round?
It's polite to let her win.
You have to let her win,
you
right?
You have to.
So how the fuck did you manage this? What?
Yeah.
Give me the deets.
us Americans think that everybody hangs out at Windsor Castle. Like, it's just like this thing you do.
Well, you can. If you want.
I mean, because you used to be able to just go to the White House, right? So, this is a little more
Windsor, exclusive. So Windsor Castle you can actually go into, as in you can have the tours and all the rest of it. But because, you know, I'm kind of a big thing back in England, especially in London, I've had a personal invite to play some golf at the Royal Household Golf Course, which is in the grounds of Windsor Castle.
That's a big deal.
You know, you kind of have to give them, you know, your passport, you have to give them, obviously, a car registration, security to the max. You have to wear +4s.
They probably won't let you in after that.
It's
if you give them, you know, their criminal background check.
If they found out that I was hanging out.
If they test for VDs, you're fucked.
Completely.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not going to let a dude drenched with, you know, it's soaked in gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Can one be soaked in gonorrhea?
I guess.
Drenched. I don't think that's physically possible to be soaked in gonorrhea.
Chlamydia?
Chlamydia, maybe. Crabs, definitely. Pubic lice.
More of an infestation.
Yeah.
Okay. Soaked.
Okay, so...
I wasn't even listening to what you guys were talking about because I was watching this movie, but...
What are you going to wear?
I came in on...
Payne Stewart type? You going to go traditional, old school?
I'm going to go really traditional. I might even get a wooden driver.
You got to. Throw it in the bag, at least.
Absolutely.
You're going to wear lots of plaid.
High socks.
You're
going
to wear the knickerbockers?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to a flat cap.
Mm.
Maybe a cravat.
So you're not going to be dressed like John Daly.
Did you see John Daly in the British Open?
Oh, he had the crazy
pink,
trousers
the
on, didn't he? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm not going to be dressed like that.
Payne Stewart. Just be classy as shit. That's
going
to be nice.
I'm going old school. I'm going to go invest, though.
So who are you going to be golfing with?
Just a couple of my buddies. So Big Tim West and Chris Roberts. Big Brown's met both of them. Had a few beers with them in
good dudes.
In London.
Yeah, good dudes.
So, we've got that happening next week. So, obviously, I'll put in a quick call to you guys via your new international means of communication.
Through Skype.
Through Skype.
Thank you, Skype.
Yep, so I'll fill you guys in on what happens there.
And by Skype, you mean Cisco Telepresence. we finally had Cisco telepresence installed at my place.
What, you mean with the 42-inch television?
Yeah, 42-inch TV. It feels like Brad's going to be in my living room.
Nice.
So,
are you able to bring a camera to the course?
Oh, I doubt it.
You're not supposed to, but obviously, sneak one in for the show.
Stick it in your rectum. Sneak it in, like contraband.
If you were a real fan, you stick it in your pooper.
Yeah. If you really loved us, that's what you would do. You would take your iPhone and shove it in your ass.
And you somehow clench your butt cheeks to take a picture instead of getting it out.
But if you guys were a real show, you'd have a t-shirt for me to wear.
All right, fair enough.
We got some swag. We can give you some shit. We got some swag we can give you.
I'll go get one of Bernsey's white t-shirts and write Big Brown and Bernsey on it with my hands for you.
Magic marker.
With a magic marker.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so that's next week. So that's it. I'll fill you guys in and then we'll have a catch up.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get you in more. We can make you... So now, English correspondent.
Have you been amazed by the amount of teeth that the women have here in America?
Is it not surprising? Oh, we're going to bring the stereotypes.
Is this been surprising?
We're going to bring them out.
And how straight they are?
No crooked,
jagged, snaggle teeth?
So, I mean, you know, it's a stereotype. Uh-huh. I don't think it's true.
Now, what's your GF's dental situation?
Perfectly straight.
Yeah, all right.
Full mouth of teeth.
Yeah.
Nice grill.
Absolutely.
She doesn't have a stump mouth.
Does she ever have braces?
Does she have grills? Aren't they gold teeth?
Yes.
No.
No. She ain't a real woman then.
She's not a real lady.
Yeah. There's some grills when you get back there.
She's not like Tanisha.
No.
No.
That's what I love about Tanisha.
Tanisha has her Cadillac emblems on her grills.
It's so funny. Yesterday at the thing, everyone was definitely calling Tanisha.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, Tanisha, hey, whoa. Wait, what's your name? Bernsey, are you cheating on Tanisha? Yeah.
But the hospitality has been great. I mean, in terms of, you know, we've gone out to a few bars, we've gone to some shops. I mean, when Big Brown bought that nice bright yellow t-shirt, the ladies really, really took care of us in the shop.
And apparently, B-Rad was having some issues because the small t-shirts at Lucky Brand were too big for him.
So he's getting an XS.
So the first thing the girl says is, why would anybody want to be a small? Because we're looking at sizes. And I was like, Lord knows I'm not a small. And then he goes in the dressing room and tries his shirt on. He's like, it's kind of roomy in the shirt.
That was a medium.
Yeah. More B-Rad. I know this morning.
So he had to buy a small.
This morning we woke up in bed. We were like getting ready to get, you know, clean things up. And Timmy says, God, Brad's pretty funny, but man, he's really small.
What?
But you should be used to that.
No, but I said, yeah, but you know what? I'm like, you know, Aston's pretty small, and Aston's little brother's a lot smaller, yeah. So wait till you meet him.
There's some small guys. I don't even know. Kapil's tiny.
I need to leave.
Yeah, Kapil's tiny, too.
But you should be used to that, Tiffany, with your new svelte underwear model boyfriend that you got.
Yeah.
Real tight.
I mean, you're like, your body's like a spitting image of Marky Mark right now.
I'm like Statham. I'm like Statham in
with a
Snatch.
Lot of hair. You're like Statham.
I'm like Brad Pitt in Snatch.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're.
People
like.
Have been mistaking me on the street for him.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, Brad Pitt, you still got the beard. We thought you shaved it off.
Yeah,
still got the beard. Yeah, guys. My fans are
still in character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I even talk like a pikey sometimes too. I forget that I'm not in the movie anymore.
Right, you forget that you're not actually a pikey.
I forgot that I'm not
and
Brad
you don't
Pitt.
Live in a caravan.
I'd really like to hear that.
Yeah.
The pikey accent?
Yeah,
oh, I would too.
Right now.
Brilliant.
Let me practice. So I'm watch Snatch tonight.
I'm pretty sure you won't be able to do that.
Because you do pretend that you've got Irish roots, don't you? So you should actually, in theory, be able to do it.
I can't talk like a pikey at all. I want to hear your American accent.
It's pretty good, actually.
Is it? It sounds pretty normal?
It sounds like a southern drawl, but it sounds pretty good.
I'm not going to do it. You know, it's too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
Yeah. I might whip
but he has like, he has issues with you saying that you're Irish.
Oh, dying.
He told me he had issues with you saying you were Irish.
Why is that? I mean,
well, what's your theory?
Here's my theory. So
don't be scared. I won't let him punch you.
Why? Because you're so small.
My smallness will get in the way of him getting punched.
So here's my theory, and that's that the only way you can say that you're directly, a descendant, really, a true descendant, is to grandparents' level, really. So if your grandparents are Irish, as in they've got a thick Irish accent, they're from Dublin, they're from Northern Ireland.
So they came over on the boat.
Absolutely. Then I'd say...
Not great-grandparents.
Possibly, okay. But, you know, it's when you say, I don't know, or not you personally, but someone would say, oh, I'm half Irish, and you actually find out that their great-great-great-great-grandfather was from Ireland. You're not half Irish. You're American.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm American. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. My great-grandparents came from Ireland and Scotland, but not my grandparents.
So what about the other way around? What about somebody like me who claims that they're American, even though they were born in India?
If you're American, though.
See, but why is there a difference there, though?
Because I think
technically I'm Indian, though.
Yeah, you've grown up here, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've been through the educational system. Yeah. You're kind of born. I'm sure you can at least name 10 of the states.
Yeah.
Which therefore makes you American.
Maybe 8. But on the East Coast, you don't know what's going on in the Midwest.
The Midwest is a big mystery to me. Yeah. In my mind, when I pictured the U.S. map, the Midwest is just a big question mark.
What is this? How many states are over there?
Yeah, but I never claim India ever. How many times have you heard me claim India?
Never.
Zero.
I have been really impressed with your Hindi, though. I mean, it's
been... Yeah, not too many people have heard me speak Hindi. Yeah.
I mean, that's special.
Yeah, well, apparently...
You're multilingual.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, but it's not that good. Like, I guess when your parents talk...
Yeah. Well, apparently I do. Like, I have like, an 8-year-old accent in my language.
Right.
Well, because, I mean, you've been here...
Yeah, well, for... I learned... Yeah.
And plus, you, like... At one time, you were black.
Yeah.
So you've taken on that.
I lost a lot of my
the Ebonics to him.
So this is a really good point. So I found out something about Anand, which, you know, really kind of changed my perspective on him. And that was that he used to have corn rolls.
And earrings. And you knew he had an earring.
I knew he had earrings because when he sat down next to me when we first met in Sydney, I thought this big brown gay American dude sat down
like,
next
is
to
this dude, he had big hoops like a pirate.
No, I didn't have hoops. No,
big, two big diamonds.
Yeah. I remember those. I remember those.
That's ice.
Straight
sun.
Ice, son.
So now, what's your plan for when you go back? After you golf, like, you don't have a job right now.
So I'm going to take the summer off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the next 4 months off, and then I'm just going to, you know, do some stuff around London, around Europe. Then I'm heading out to Austria for around 6 months to go skiing.
Okay.
Yeah, ski rep.
It's going to be a ski rep at a resort.
I'm just going to play in the snow.
That's cool.
I'm going to try and get you guys to come down and visit.
Yeah, Bokes and I were talking about maybe planning a New Year's trip to the ski resort for like a week.
I mean, I was thinking about taking your keys again for New Year's and just crashing your place.
That's a big trip for you.
Spending New Year's down in D.C.
All the way to the big city.
From Burtonsville down to D.C.
Yeah, all the way to the big city.
I really wouldn't do that. It's very warm.
It's going to be New Year's.
I won't even be there in New Year's.
In that same place?
No, I'll be in a different
place.
You
and Bokes will be living together.
We're going to be like Sex in the City, but for dudes.
Actually, if Fareen's listening to this, you and Bokes won't be living together.
Sorry,
Fareen. I forgot. Boca didn't break it to you that he is moving with Anand.
Well, lucky for both of them, they don't listen to the show, so it doesn't make a difference.
And it was so funny. People were talking about, like, you know, funny this, funny that yesterday, and folks were just sitting there like, well, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah,
yeah. Fucking asshole.
So that group of friends that we were hanging out with last night, that's the core. Now that you were there, it was the core of our listeners, right?
Yeah, it was great meeting the other guys, you know, the guys that you always speak about. So Dano, Rockstar was there. Then we was it Aziz Ansari?
Aziz Ansari was there.
That's incredible that he came back from LA for the barbecue.
Well, him and I really hit it off.
Well, it's because you guys made the call, which I thought was very nice of you. And you thought that, you know, while I was over, that it'd be great to introduce me to a, you know, famous comedian.
Yeah.
So,
Other than me.
Thank you for that.
Other than me, because I'm a pretty famous comedian.
Have you been practicing your stand-up lately in front of the mirror?
I think that dream might be dying.
Well, the thing is, you started practicing the stand-up routine in the mirror just so you can get over your nervousness, but then you keep flexing. So it's like your stand-up routine's gone.
My stand-up routine has become like a pose down. It's just me doing lat spreads.
Why do you think you're called Dorian Gates?
And double biceps.
That was the other more disturbing thing that happened the other day. He walks out of the bathroom after having a shower and goes, hey, Brad, I've just finished showering up. Just finished lotioning.
You think you're LeBron?
He does. He
hey, Brad, be my fluffer.
Throw some. I'm not going to be a fluffer. Lotioner.
I know you white guys don't understand this, but we have to moisturize. We have dry skin. I don't want ashy knees and ashy elbows.
Well, I understand it because I date a black girl.
Right, but
she's ashy.
You understand it because you've seen it, but you don't really understand it. It's like how you listen to Hendrix.
But never, ever.
I listen to Hendrix, but you don't hear him.
Yeah. I don't hear him.
But never look me in the eye and say it. Never be there standing in your wife beater.
I'm pretty sure I said, all right, I'm all lotioned up. Let's go.
Exactly.
Thanks for the rub down, B-Man. Let's go. Wait, B, Baby powder my balls one more time. It's hot out. Get my inner thighs. I don't want them rubbing together and causing friction.
Did you get into it? All the creases of the muscles.
Get that teardrop. There's a lot of definition there.
There's a lot of sinews I have to get the lotion into.
Did you get all three of my tricep muscles? One.
Look at the horseshoe. Check that out. So you know what I'm real upset about, Big Brown, is that your friend comes across the pond, comes over the pond,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to go shopping, and he wants an Ohio State Buckeyes hat, and you will not let him
get
one.
That's very true.
I didn't say that.
You were like, no, that cunt's not getting that yesterday.
No, I didn't. I never
that's an important point.
I just didn't show him where the hat store was.
Oh, so, okay. So my team is the Buckeyes.
Oh, hear that, internet?
I-O!
O-H! I-O!
This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
So B-Rad wanted to get a Buckeyes hat while he was in the States.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
This is dumb.
So then you'd have to steal two red hats.
I'm turning the microphone off right now.
I'm quitting this right
now. No, because
now.
He's going to buy like a baseball hat, right?
Yeah.
Not a stupid red hat like yours.
No, you should get one for when he's skiing. Austria's going to be cold. Right,
I'm going to get a red hat. I'm going to get a flag so I can wrap that around me when I'm skiing. and I'm going to get a baseball cap.
This is what you need. We need you
and
to come
I'm gonna wear it at Windsor Castle.
We need you to come back in like September, October, even like the end of November for the Ohio State Michigan game. That's when he needs to come back.
Yeah.
Because then he can go to campus and see how big that fucking campus is.
Yeah,
and what a good time it is.
That campus is ridiculous, dude. It's like it's probably bigger than London.
It's huge. It's ridiculous.
Now you just think so.
It might be bigger than England.
Wow, it's huge. So, I'm glad you came here.
Well, your brother got me into it in the first place, didn't he? So big J Dog on the west coast of America. He introduced me to the Buckeyes. Thank you, Tim, for that.
Yeah,
thanks, Jay.
I don't think he listens.
He does. Because what he'll do is when he's got like a full day off, he'll just listen to all the bunch of episodes at once.
Nice.
You know, and he comes back with comments on text.
Yeah.
But he doesn't reply on the.
That's all right. Well, we'll get him on now that we got the Skype thing working. We'll get him to come on and.
I'm real excited about the Skype because then we can call ahead and say, "Hey, we're going to be recording this time. Call in."
Yeah, we can do what Corolla does and just send a tweet. Oh wait, nobody follows us on Twitter.
Oops, we got 12 followers.
Actually, we've got like 70 plus now.
Damn, nice.
Yeah.
Well, keep listening. Check us out on Facebook again. We need to get more fans. Yeah. We're up thanks to Dan O's little ad campaign.
Yeah, and I think we got a spike because I think B-Rad told his friends to all join because we got a spike in followers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, you know what's awesome, and this is one of the things that we wanted from the get-go, is to when we logged onto our Facebook page to see followers that none of us knew.
Yeah,
like that we had no idea who the fuck they were.
That's when
that's good. Happened. Yeah. That happened from like. From 278 fans, all of a sudden we got like...
I think we're almost at 300 now.
Yeah, we're at 299.
Yeah.
So if we get a couple more followers on Facebook...
Yeah. So the 300th fan will get a t-shirt.
Okay.
And the t-shirt will be a handwritten Big Brandon Burnsy t-shirt.
Signed.
What I want that shirt to be is a picture of you with the lat spread from behind.
I don't think that shirt's going to be big enough for that.
Right, so an actual...
Yeah.
T on the back of the t-shirt.
An iron cross. I want Big Brown's body hanging
maybe
from
we could, maybe we could mount
rings.
Him on a cross as well.
He does think he's Jeebus. He thinks his swollenness is going to cure all the problems.
It's not?
No, dude. There's still hurricanes and tornadoes going on.
Are you a carpenter?
I was in my previous life.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Hmm. I thought you were going to say something about his swollenness and, you know, when it's like... I gotta stop at the vets because I gotta get, something for my pythons or, some of those fucking.
I think I'm gonna stop saying swole so much.
Yesterday at the barbecue was out of control.
Yeah, there's a lot of
your girl she didn't know what to do, what to say.
She loves it.
That's like a cuss word. No, don't say that.
She loves it.
Can you go a week without saying that word?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
I'll give you £10.
It's great too. Every time you like,
I couldn't even go a day without saying
it. When he's tweeting LeVar, he's like, "Yo, come get swole in his gym. Come to our Steez and get swole, Steez." Like, wait, what?
That's not what I said.
Yeah, what do you say?
I don't remember, but it wasn't that.
Come get swole, Steez in our gym. Outdoor work. Swole, Steez. God damn it. Your daddy sure's done a number on you. Daddy, stop that. It's driving us fucking crazy. So anyway, B-Rab, we want to thank you for... definitely coming out to the States. That's
absolutely
number one.
We've had a blast.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah,
been showing a great time and great to meet all the the hardcore of listeners as well.
Mm-hmm. And so you like our studio setup, and you can see how serious we are about this.
Yeah, I mean,
this
you guys are serious because you guys got coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tiffany making a great meal, some beef.
Yeah. A pot roast. Yeah, I gotta thank her for that, and the potatoes and broccoli. Like
ML.
Some MLs.
Some MLs.
So now you know what we're going to have? Some dessert. Some sorbet.
Nice.
If you want some.
Nice. Wow, some sorbet.
Yeah, and then send you on your way. So, you know, on behalf of Big Brown and Bernsey Show, we definitely want to thank Tiffany for the meal and B-Rad for coming on the show.
And Big Brown for being hilarious.
And swole.
And swole.
So, hey, internets, check us out again, Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at Big Brown Bernsey.
That's it. We'll see you guys. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
All right, episode number 24. We're out.
Peace.
Peace.